This summer, Sheffield, Massachusetts-based Brees Honeycutt is the artist-in-residence at Nomkig, the historic mansion in Stockbridge. Since mid-June, she's been hard at work translating the natural beauty of the Berkshire Hills around the residence into an art project housed in a barn on the grounds. Honeycutt spoke to WAMC about her work before today's open studio event from 3 to 7 p.m.
So my artist residency at Nomkig is about exploring the gardens and also the house at some point during the residency, but I'm mainly focusing on walking the grounds every day and seeing what tree limbs might have fallen, what plants are in bloom, and then translating the colors from those plants and twigs onto paper. And I have a studio in the historic barn, the James Way Barn, which is the bottom of the hill from the house.
So how are you translating these observations about the environment of Nomkig into art?
There's a historic oak tree. It's 300 years old. The Choate family bought the property because of that oak tree. And one morning I found a branch that had fallen. So I took it back to the studio and I chopped up the branch and I put it in a pot of water and boiled it and let it sit for a couple of days. And then I strained it off, and I soaked some fiber and paper in it, and it was a beautiful salmon pink-orange color. So the procedure is you gather the materials, you soak them in water, and then they produce color, and you can use that on paper and cloth.
And what's the final form of all of this? How are people going to experience it when they go to Nomkig?
So in the James Way Barn, this year for the residency, I tried to think how would I mark each day and each time that I'm there. So I have been producing a calendar, if you will, which is pieces of paper. They're about 8 by 10 inches, and they're on the wall in a grid. And the first one I put up was on June 13th, the first day was the 13th, so maybe the 15th, and the grid goes right to yesterday when I put up another piece of paper. So you can see the calendar of days through colors, as well as handmade artist books that the pages are made from, dyed with the plant materials from Nomkig.
So given all the variables you're working with, were there any surprises or revelations that came out of working with some very real natural resources?
Well, sometimes the colors are not what you think. That was, like that oak branch, I didn't expect it to be such a beautiful coral pink color. And the plants just keep giving day after day, which is hard to believe, or it just astonishes me every day to see what can happen in the natural world and how you can translate that into a two-dimensional form.
So stepping back from your own work and looking at this natural calendar you've put together from the world around you, I'm interested in what your own experience is like beholding that.
That's a good question, Josh. We moved to Sheffield 12 years ago, and living in this natural setting has completely changed the way I make work as an artist. I keep dragging in materials from the outside, and I'm more concerned now more than ever about what is happening to the natural world around us. We keep bees here. My husband is a beekeeper, and we look at the bees every day. We're hoping that more and more people are cognizant of how precious the natural world is.
When you think about continuing the artistic legacy of Nomkig, a place that sort of is itself a living piece of art, how do you think this contributes to that larger story about the land here in the Berkshires?
Well, Nomkig is an amazing piece of property, and we have to thank Mr. and Mrs. Choate for buying that piece of property and preserving that oak tree that is now 300 years old that Frederick Law Olmsted wanted to chop down and put their house there. And the gardens at Nomkig give a sense of what one can do with a piece of property. You don't have to have 40 acres and an amazing stewardship crew like Nomkig has, but one can think about land and the preservation of it and what we need to do to carry forward in our world today.
Was there any artistic precedent or reference point for you when you started this project?
So I also have developed a series of engagement programs, as they call them, and last year, I was an artist in residence at Nomkig, and I read a lot of the writings by Fletcher Steele and about him. Now, Fletcher Steele was the landscape architect that worked with Mabel Choate, Mr. and Mrs. Choate's daughter, and she inherited the property from her parents. And she and Fletcher worked for 30 years to transform the grounds. And Fletcher said he never designed a garden without going into the house and reading the spines of the books, what bric-a-brac, as he called it, they collected, and where they liked to travel. And when you go into the house and you look around and then you go onto the grounds, you can see that he translated what Mabel Choate was interested in. You can see it through the imagery that he used. She traveled to China and Japan and Korea and collected items, and he places those in the landscape. He made a Chinese garden for her. It's an intriguing collaboration and full of beauty.